To dearest Ray, my life partner, who saw me before I could see myself, and who loved all of me long before I could love myself at all. None of my work would exist without her. And to the children we brought forth together, Daniel, Aaron, and Hannah, who light up our world. The best physician is also a philosopher. Aelius Galenus, Galen of Pergamon. For if medicine is really to accomplish its great task, it must intervene in political and social life. It must point out the hindrances that impede the normal social functioning of vital processes and effect their removal. Rudolf Virchow, 19th century German physician. When you're trying to survive, you turn malady into a coping strategy and loss into culture. Stephen Jenkinson. Author's note. There are no composite or fictional characters in this book. Each story told is that of a real person whose words, from transcribed interviews, are reproduced accurately with occasional editing for purposes of clarity. When only a given name is used, it is a pseudonym to protect privacy at the interviewee's request. In such cases, some biographical data may also be slightly altered. Where both names are given, the identity is real. A word about authorship. This book was co-written with my son Daniel. Usually, the word "with" in identifying authors is meant to denote a ghostwriter, one who actually renders the main author's ideas into written form. That wasn't the case here. On most chapters, I was the primary author, with Daniel following up with a particular eye to style, tone, clarity of argument, and accessibility, and often contributing his own thoughts. Occasionally, when I found myself stuck on what to say or how to say it, he would take the writing reins for a while, crafting a particular section or chapter based on material I had collated and penned. In all cases, we would pass the chapters back and forth until we were both satisfied. The structure and flow of the book was also very much an ongoing collaboration between us, from the preparation of the book proposal through the final draft. So while the book's authorship is unequally distributed, in that it reflects my work, research, analysis, and experience, it was very much co-written. I truly could not have accomplished the task without Daniel's brilliant partnership. Gabor Mate, Vancouver, BC. Introduction. Why normal is a myth, and why that matters. The fact that millions of people share the same vices does not make these vices virtues. The fact that they share so many errors does not make the errors to be truths. And the fact that millions of people share the same forms of mental pathology does not make these people sane. Erich Fromm, The Sane Society. In the most health-obsessed society ever, all is not well. Health and wellness have become a modern fixation. Multi-billion-dollar industries bank on people's ongoing investment, mental and emotional, not to mention financial, in endless quests to eat better, look younger, live longer, or feel livelier, or simply to suffer fewer symptoms. We encounter would-be bombshells of breaking health news on magazine covers, in TV news stories, omnipresent advertising, and the daily deluge of viral online content, all pushing this or that mode of self-betterment. We do our best to keep up. We take supplements, join yoga studios, serially switch diets, shell out for genetic testing, strategize to prevent cancer or dementia, and seek medical advice or alternative therapies for maladies of the body, psyche, and soul. And yet our collective health is deteriorating. What is happening? How are we to understand